Welcome to Parenting Matters. We talk about parenting matters. Why? Because parenting matters. Well, welcome back to Parenting Matters. We have been talking about a lot of parenting matters, and today we are going to continue that trend. Tanya, how's it going today? You doing okay?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
I'm
married here. Life treating you well?
Life's good. Life's pretty good.
She didn't answer the question. She just said life was good. Married life treating you well?
Oh, I didn't hear the married part. Yes. Married life is fun. I like it. We joke that we should have done it sooner.
Wow. And you guys only had a 6-week engagement, so.
True.
Wow.
But we did date for like 10 months. Could have shortened that part.
Ooh, 10 months.
I know.
I thought I was pretty short. I think Randy and I.
Listen.
We were in high school when it started, so we had to date a little bit longer.
You had to date a little longer.
2 years before we got married.
Yeah.
Which, again, at 20 is pretty young and pretty short.
Not getting any younger.
That's right. But we did wait 3 years before we had kids.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Paige didn't come around until about 3 years in.
After you were married.
Correct. Yeah. And that is relevant to the day because we're talking about raising girls and raising boys.
Yes.
The differences, the similarities. This is spawned for me because I had a buddy who he has a foreign exchange student.
Oh, okay.
And it's a girl.
That's super
fun.
And
he's only had boys.
Okay.
And so he was like, wow.
Are his kids out of the house?
He's got one that's still in the house.
Still home, okay.
But
cool.
They're all older. I mean, this oldest is a senior, and so.
How old's the foreign exchange student?
She's a junior. Right?
Junior, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like,
I've always wanted to host a foreign exchange student.
That's well, you certainly fun. Could.
Reached out last semester. Now that I'm newly married, I might wait a little while. But I tried to do it last semester, but they didn't have any kids in Tomball.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're Tomball, aren't we?
Yeah, we're Tomball.
So he said, man, girls are different.
Yeah.
They constantly want your attention. They constantly need your feedback. And
even the foreign exchange student.
Yes, the foreign exchange student.
He's
still a girl.
She's still a girl.
I said, dude, that's exactly why it's so important for you to have a strong dad in the house.
Yeah.
Because girls are kind of like that. They need that feedback. They need that confirmation that they're valuable, that they're noticed, that all those things.
Yes.
And he especially just kind of looked at me and he goes, so just ignoring her is not the way to go. Nah.
It's really more hurtful. Than helpful.
For girls. But for guys, girls. They're like, all right, that makes sense. I guess I should probably just stop talking. Dad's probably a little bored right now. And it's true. Right? Guys don't need as much. You've probably heard it. If you've done any research on marriage or just the genders in general, girls typically speak a lot more words.
Yeah. Right.
Than guys, and
it's true.
Vice versa, they need to hear a lot more words than guys need to hear too. There are days that I long to not talk to anyone.
Right.
Now, I'm a little introverted too, but
I,
to not talk to anyone and to have minimal conversation both ways.
Yeah.
Just because I need that recharge,
and
honestly, my brain is like, man, I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I get that too. I mean, I'm that way because I'm also introvert. So there. Yeah.
But you talk.
But I do talk more than...
When you get into a comfortable situation, you'll talk.
Exactly. Or when I'm just not having my introvert day. I do need that recharge time sometimes where I don't want to talk. But yeah, it's true. I was actually talking to Alfredo, my husband, last night, and he was talking actually for a long time. And so I was just listening, and he was like, sorry, I just went off for like 30 minutes. He's like, if you zone out, like, I'd rather you just tell me to stop talking than to like pretend to listen. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
So. Noted. And hey, that's a good marital point right there.
It's like, just tell me to stop talking.
Okay, just take a breath. My son is a little bit, we were talking a little bit before we started recording that, you know, I have four daughters and a son.
Yeah.
And my son is.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Outnumbered.
He's funny because I don't know if he's a typical guy, maybe.
He is.
He doesn't talk at all until he wants to talk.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you were just saying with Alfredo, right?
Yeah,
Alfredo seems like a pretty,
quiet
guy mostly, but once you flip his switch, he's like, and you can't shut it off until he just goes.
Well, apparently I can.
Well, you can.
I should have.
I can't seem to set it off for Jackson because you'll just say something and you'll go, no, man, hold on, let's talk about this. And he's like, okay. And then he keeps talking about it again. Like, oh, jeez.
So he just gets on a topic that he really likes and just goes for it.
And goes and goes and goes and goes. And then, like a typical guy, when he's done, he just wraps it up and he's out. He doesn't sit around.
He doesn't want to hear what you have to say.
He's not waiting around to listen to what you say. He only has. What's funny with him, too, is he will randomly ask a good question.
Uh-huh.
Like, we were out in Port Aransas this summer, and we were walking on the beach, and he asked I can't even remember what it is now, but it was shockingly good about Jesus. He just asked a good question. And I went, whoa, this is so different. But that's just how his brain is working. He's just like, all right, I'm thinking about this now. I'm going to ask this question. You got, with him, you got 45 seconds.
Yeah,
to answer. Better wrap that thing up in a synopsis of 45 seconds.
Interesting.
There's no tangents. There's no, you better lock it in.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I take
yeah,
a breath. Yeah. I kind of gather my thoughts and then I give it to
spit
him.
Spit it out.
Because at the end of the 45 seconds, he's already on something else.
Yeah. So his brain is just moving.
Moving fast.
Fast.
Which a lot of guys
topic
are
to
too. And
I
they
can
definitely
see that.
Can't
yeah.
do multiple things.
Right.
Girls.
Right.
I know they say that multitasking is a myth, but it sure seems like ladies can keep quite
sure.
a few balls in the air.
Well, and they talk about like the woman's brain is kind of like spaghetti where everything kind of crosses over, where a guy is like boxes or whatever, you know, so that makes sense.
Because we're I-10. We just
yes,
run
one,
down the lane.
One lane.
That's right. Just
but so if you think about it that way, we can think about different things because they're all crossing over. You know what I mean? Like they're all getting intermixed and stuff.
And all of these are just generalities, right?
Right.
These are typical.
For sure.
There are certainly guys that are like this and there are certainly ladies that are like
yes.
this. But then for the vast majority of times, that is a certain. For ladies, what I've come to notice is everything is changing and everything is constant. But what I've also learned is you guys remember everything.
Yeah.
And you kind of hold on to it. Even when you say, no, I'm past it. Sometimes in a bad way, sometimes in a good way.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
bring
yeah.
up things that were good and pleasant, but then you also can throw back in the guy's faces sometimes. Something that happened 4 years ago and you thought, the guy thought,
it's over.
Oh,
it's
whoa,
resolved.
I'm still on my other lane. I don't even know how that spaghetti noodle came right back across. Right? Wouldn't you say? I mean, that's
yeah. For sure.
Fair assessment.
It is a fair assessment. I agree with that.
I'll never forget. This was 2 years ago. This page was probably 14, 15. And she said, she brought up something and she was very upset about something. And then she brought up something else. And I went, hey, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. And she goes, oh, it has something to do with it. And next thing I know, my wife comes in, she's talking about it. And then all of a sudden I got in trouble for all the things because I said, that doesn't have anything to do with this. And she goes, no, you don't understand. That always has something to do with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
We weren't talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, guys, dads, it's all fair.
It's
all.
Well, unfortunately, it's not all fair.
Oh, it's fair. You don't get a choice. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. But women listening, maybe try to resolve some of those things and move on. Because it's not fair.
I don't have a way to say that. I think.
I can say it.
I can just say, it's fair. It's fine.
It's fair. It's fine.
It's mean, but it's fair.
My friend was telling me like some marriage advice before I got married. And she was saying like their counselor recommended they had like weekly meetings. Mm-hmm. And so that they could resolve things every week, because a woman will like hold on to something that happened 2 months ago and just kind of like let it grow and grow and grow and grow. And so then when he does something else, like she kind of like
explodes
on that one thing. But really, she was mad at whatever he did 2 months ago still, because it was never resolved. And so I thought that was good advice, to not hold on to those things.
That's
and
very important.
Bring
That's
them back
why
up.
It's so important to have conversations. I think Rainey and I are finding now, 20 years in, how important. I think Rainey mostly is finding that she enjoys conversations more so than I think she thought she ever did.
Yeah.
And maybe it could be just that we're getting older and these things are just becoming more apparent. But
yeah.
It sure seems like, because we're having a lot more conversations, we're talking a lot more, she's more open to talk about different things that normally she'd just be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool for me, but it's a little bit of pressure.
Right.
But it is nice for your, as a parent, to understand that if you have girls, you need to just have that time to talk to them and
right.
let them come up with these things
talk.
And explain that they need to talk through these, these difficulties and not. Again, guys' tendency is to just go, okay, that happened, shove it down,
right,
move on. With boys, you can sometimes do that. Like my buddy said, you can kind of ignore them a little bit, right? If they're being annoying, you ignore them, and eventually they get the hint. But for a girl, that is festering, and that is not something that is good.
It's not
good.
You
need to have those heart-to-heart conversations. And a lot of times, depending on the personality of the kid, you may have to pull that out of them,
right?
And you need to show the girls, hey, listen, this is in there. Right. A couple of my kids are like that. You have to talk to them a little bit to kind of warm them up.
Right. Yeah. They have to feel like you're trustworthy, you know, like that they can trust you. And so part of that is actively listening. You know, I think it is easier for a guy to zone out when his wife or his daughter are talking. You're like, oh, I don't know anything about makeup. What is she talking about? Whatever. Yeah. But for her, that's kind of like she's or at least for me, like that's kind of testing the waters. Like, are you really interested when I'm talking? Because I'm not going to get to that deeper thing if you're not listening to this more shallow kind of thing, you know? So they need like participative, I don't know, active listening.
It's yeah. They're going to give you a little bit to test and see if you're right. Ready for the bigger
thing. If you're
thing.
Actually listening. Yeah. And
really good.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that? Write that down. Write that down so that the next time a little conversation starts and you're like, I'm not really interested in the shopping experience.
Right. Exactly. I don't care what you ate today.
Probably going somewhere else.
Right.
Because girls also are not, we know this in all areas of women, they are not light switches. You gotta warm that thing up there. Yep. So when I was a kid, my first car was an 1985, because I'm old, Mustang GT 5.0.
Nice.
Awesome. It was a sweet car. It was a four-wheel carburetor. And if I just tried to turn it on and go, it would stall.
Oh, okay.
Every time. Huh. So I had to,
Let it sit a minute?
I had to let it sit. I had to warm it up. I had to get it going. And then once it went, it would go like crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
but I couldn't be in a hurry.
Right.
That's how I kind of think about with ladies that you have to you have to take the time. You have to invest. You can't be in a hurry. Yeah. If you're just trying to get somewhere.
Right.
You might be able to get somewhere, but only on your side.
Right.
Whereas they need time to earn that trust every time you have that conversation.
Right. Right. And it gets easier and easier as they see like, okay, dad listens to me, you know, then I think they warm up a little faster. And
moms, you know that too.
Yeah.
And the thing is we get busy as parents and we want to wrap up things really quickly and we want to get to the bottom of something and we want to fix it.
Like we have an objective. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
and we have a lot of other things that are going on too, that sometimes it's hard to spend an hour or two hours going through that process. But the reality is you need to make that time.
Yeah.
Especially in big things.
Even like with my nephew, you know, like he doesn't want to talk to his mom or whatever, but he does want to hang out with her, but he likes to play video games. So he wants his mom to come into the room and watch him play video games, you know. So she does. She brings her book, and he's fine. Like, that works for him, you know. Like, he just wants to hang out with her, but he wants to hang out with her and do what he wants to do. Yeah. So.
Which is also good, too. It's important to just spend time and hang out and to walk into the room or to have them come downstairs. Right now, I'm giving my kids a really hard time because they are no longer excited when I get home.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? One of the greatest joys that I... Yes, she is, but she gets home later.
Oh, okay.
And so when I get home, it's really just the older kids.
Yeah.
And... because Isabella is she's compliant.
Uh-huh.
She will come downstairs because I've said it enough now.
Oh yeah.
To where she's like, well, I got to go downstairs and say hello to him and so it's nice. That's Jackson does not get it. I walked into his room last night and I'm like, seriously, bro, couldn't even come down and say hi. And he's like, what? And that's it. And he won't process it. And you know, tomorrow when I come home and he's there,
it'll be the same.
Yeah. He'll do it maybe once or twice if I really got onto him.
Yeah.
Because again, they remember once and then they're like, okay, well, I'll do this. And if you harp on Jackson enough, you'll train him like a dog.
Like a puppy.
Come downstairs, put his head on your shoulder, and then he'll walk away. He'll go back upstairs. But yeah.
Yeah.
It is very different. There are so many differences in raising boys and girls in the way that you discipline too.
Yes.
Again, every kid is different.
Yes.
But
generally,
with Jackson, you need to be direct,
mm-hmm.
and you need to say, "This is what I expect, and this is why this is why you're in trouble. This is why I'm very upset right now."
Yeah.
With Paige, you got to go, "Hey, listen, let's talk about why you made this choice and why." Paige, again,
because if you're too direct, that's going to hurt their feelings.
Absolutely.
Most girls.
And Paige, as a 4-year-old, maybe even a 3-year-old, she's never done well with like loud. Talking uh-huh, or loud yeah, voices. Yeah, yeah, she gets nervous and she actually voiced it to us. Hey, I don't like it when you yell.
Yeah.
It makes me do something and I feel very uncomfortable. And we were like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
That is really impressive. Yeah.
And so I've made a point to try not to ever raise my voice like that to her because I know that it will just recluse her and she doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So with her, you have to really have a conversation and you have to say, listen, here's the reasons why I'm thinking this is the right way. I want to hear your side.
Right.
But understand, I've got 20 more years of experience than you do. 23 more years of experience than you do. So at least consider it.
Right.
And I was talking to my kids. So I have a lot of teenagers. And I told my teenagers today, last night at the table, you know, you get to make a lot of your own decisions now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was in regards to grades. Right. Jackson's he's a freshman in high school. Grades are tougher right now. Right. It's not junior high. It's not So he's having a little bit of a hard time kind of getting caught up to all of his AP courses.
Okay.
And he's spending a lot of time. And, you know, we keep saying, listen, you know, here's some strategies,
mm-hmm.
right? Get off your phone.
Yeah.
You can't be on your phone and try to do a paper right. at the same time. You right. can't study you just can't. And have your phone or have yeah. something else going on.
Yeah.
And up until this point, he has been able to do that. And he's made high A's and we right. haven't even worried about it. But now we're like, listen, to you, this is the next level. And so I said, listen, it's up to you.
So you're not forcing I'm him not to get off his phone, it, right? taking his phone away.
No,
I love that.
Because he's 15.
Great. Exactly.
Right? He's 15
he's
years old.
He's got to be responsible.
If I did that right now, what does that teach him? That teaches right. him that dad's going to force you to do the thing that you right. should be doing.
Yeah.
But you don't learn anything.
Right.
So I'm going to let him possibly fail. Do poor.
Exactly.
Right? And yeah. there will be the repercussions to all of that. He will lose his phone.
Right.
If he makes poor grades, he will lose yeah. Xbox. He'll lose right. the ability to just do what he wants to do. But he knows that, mm-hmm. or at least it's been said. And
I have to say,
I don't know if it's gone through his skull yet, but we've said it many, many times. And so that's the way it's going to be. And yeah. Paige is the same way. Paige, of course, 17 years old. At this point, we're just like, listen, we're in a coaching stage now.
Right.
We say, this is what we see.
Yeah.
We're not going to force you to do anything, but yeah. you need to understand what we're telling you is probably what's going to happen
mm-hmm.
and right. probably going to be the outcome. Our job is to tell you that, and then you get to make your own decision right. whether or not you think that's actually going to happen.
And then have the consequences.
That's right.
Based, and good
then,
or bad.
And then we'll have another conversation on the yeah. other side of it, regardless yeah. or, you know, if she makes the wise decision and chooses right. to do what she's supposed to do, then yeah, yeah, we'll have a conversation. We'll talk about it. We'll say, look, this man, I'm really proud of you for making that decision. Yeah. That was really grown up. Or we'll say, we're not going to say I told you so, but we're going to say, okay, now do you see
right.
what we were
do you
talking
understand
about?
What we're trying to say?
Yeah. And at the same time, if we're wrong, then we are vulnerable enough to say, hey, man, I messed that up. I'm yeah. sorry. I'm glad you made that
glad
decision.
You figured it out. Yeah.
Or if on the other hand, if she listens to us and it goes wrong, then we go, man, I'm sorry. A lot of times I've said to Paige, you're the first. We're kind of trying this thing out. We're not entirely sure. By the time we get to Zoe, we're going to be locked in. So yeah, sure. That's why she's growing a little bit different.
So what have you seen differently, like as you're approaching your Paige versus Jackson in like responsibility, you know?
Yeah, so, well, okay. So again, Jackson has to be reminded constantly. Everybody has their own chores. Everybody mm-hmm. has their own responsibilities. Jackson's problem right now is he tries to do things way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
To get it done, yeah. he doesn't do a good job.
Yeah.
And girls do too, right?
Sure.
Paige and Isabella, one of their chores is doing the dishes. They swap out every other night and do the dishes. And Isabella typically does a pretty good job because, again, she's compliant. So
yeah.
when I first got onto her, she recognized that she right. started doing a better job. Paige is like, let's see if they notice. But you have to remind her every once in a while, listen, this is very important. And then you give her a reason, right? Years ago, it was, look at Zoe's cup.
Yeah.
There's mold in this cup
yeah.
because you haven't gotten into this spot right here.
Right.
You realize that that could get her sick.
Yeah.
Not to mention it's nasty.
Right.
But it also could get her sick. So you need to take the pride and responsibility
right.
to make sure you clean this for her. That's yeah. your duty. That's your responsibility. She has done better.
Yeah.
She's done better. You have to, again, they're kids. So you have to, you can't just think
direct
it's a
them.
One and done.
Exactly.
You have to be willing to come back every time.
Right.
With guys, you have to be willing to do it. Again and again and again and again. And that starts from they're young all the way until they're old.
I think that's a good point, though. It's not like a discipline issue with the guy who's forgetting or whatever. It's just part of the way their brain works, you know. So have a little more grace, maybe, you know, a little more patience with your son if you have to tell him 10,000 times.
Over again. And think about your husband. You probably have had to do that many times where you've had to say, listen, honey, I love you, but if you leave the toilet seat up again, I'm going to kill you. And eventually he does it for a while, and then eventually he'll forget.
Right, and then it's like, yeah.
You give him a little grace at first, and then maybe you go, okay, now I'm going to kill you. So it's all right. But I think patience for guys is very important because, again, they're just... we had this conversation at dinner yesterday. You know, Jackson's 15, so his brain is burning off brain cells right now at an alarming rate.
Right.
Like he is getting dumber right now.
By the minute.
By the minute, because his brain is just forming.
Yeah.
And as it's forming, your brain cells are killing itself. They're dying off, you know, to make that little spot that is who you're going to be.
Uh-huh.
And girls typically go through that a little bit earlier.
Right.
Jackson is a little bit behind on those kind of things. And so to watch him, you're just like, oh man, poor guy. Because he is phenomenal in math. He's got a great skill in math. He's very smart in math. And then there are certain times now where he'll say things and you're just like, whoa, bud, you're good at math. What, yeah. Did you really just say 9 inches is a foot? Because that's where you're like, oh, you poor little brain. It's just a big puddle of mush right now. Doesn't know what it,
there's a lot.
There's a lot of testosterone flying in there, and a lot of things going on. And he's just like, I don't know. I want to punch something, but I don't understand why I want to punch something. And now I'm angry because I don't know why Dad's angry at me because I don't remember anything that he said. Girls are way more cerebral, way quicker, than guys, and so they
research get shows that, right?
Absolutely, and so you have to have patience, and you do have to be direct, and you know sometimes you do just need to ignore the kid, the boy, because the boy, it doesn't matter. You get that glazed look in his eye, and he's like, "Man, I got nothing."
Yeah,
and you just know that his brain's like overload, done. Panic, run away, go somewhere else. But when you get the opportunity and that mind opens up a little bit, that's when you do take your chance. You take your opportunity to use that teachable moment to be quick, and give him what he needs. Girls, again, like you said, I think girls, there are times when there's no talking to a girl. But as long as you take the time, like we started with in the beginning, to warm them up and to get them into that conversation, you can make that time, right? If you take a girl out on a date, or your daughter out on a date, or your whatever, Rainy or Paige go out on a date, they need that first 20 to 30 to 40, sometimes even an hour to just have that conversation. But then you can get into it.
Yeah.
With Jackson, I could take that dude out and we could spend the whole night
and nothing.
Come back and he does the exact same thing, his head's down. But I have to look for those teachable moments kicks back on.
I've learned in just teaching, you know, preschoolers, boys and girls, is you have to be a little more creative sometimes with the boy, even little 4-year-old boys, you know, like you can't just sit them around the table and like, hey, let's do this coloring activity and learn something and read this Bible story and learn, you know, you have to be creative. You have to involve movement and
because they definitely want to move more. Yep. Their brain is not wired to just sit and stare. Their brain is wired to move. And that's, you know, that goes back to a long ways where, you know, hunter-gatherer guys were out doing things and the wife was preparing and keeping kids and doing all those things. That's, it's hardwired in there.
It is.
Even as far away as we are now in 2020.
Right. And we keep trying to like conform them and it's just not working.
That's right. It doesn't work. And it doesn't work. You always get a glitch or a problem when you do try to force that situation in there.
I agree.
And again, not a general statement, but for the most part, that's the way it is. When I watch kindergartners come up here, on a Sunday morning, the ones that fidget the most are the guys, and the girls typically will stare at you and listen. And, you know, once you grab their attention, they're in. Right. Guys, you have to keep them moving. You have to stand up, do a jumping jack, sit back down.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, they're fidgeting with the stuff on the floor. They're picking at anything.
They have zoned out. Yeah. Sometimes they're still listening. And sometimes they'll ask a question and like, huh, this whole time you were fidgeting, you were listening. Mm-hmm. So, again, they maybe just need a little movement.
That's
like, to fidget a little.
Yeah, Jackson is like that. He is a fidgeter, and he does multiple things fairly well.
Yeah.
But, you know, and at a lower level, it's something that is good. You keep them busy, but at some point they have to focus in.
Right.
Because things get a little bit harder.
Harder and deeper.
And you have to lock in because it is also proven you can't do two high level things at the same time. I'm sure there are people that can, but those are few and far between.
Yeah. Not often.
Not me.
And I'm getting worse. The older I get, the harder it gets, man.
I'll sit at my desk and I'll be working on one thing and then one little thing pops into my head and I'm like, I'm over on that thing and I'm doing that. And then I come back and I go, oh man, well, I have no idea where I was. I keep a lot of windows open on my screen in order to avoid that now.
To get back.
So that I come back and I go, oh, I was working on that.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yep. All right. Well, I think we have sufficiently talked this through. We'd love to hear your thoughts also. If you'd like to, you can send us emails with conversations. We'd love to get emails. And one, it tells us that you're listening. Yes. But two, it's always a good thing to get listener emails just to see what you guys are thinking about. What have you tried? What works for you? Yeah. And we'd love to talk about that also in a future episode. But until then, we look forward to seeing you again next Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for subscribing and liking and rating. And, we hope you have a great week.
See you later.